Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back. This is Jasmine, your host of the Spring of Life show here on bbsradio.com with my amazing and eloquent and maybe jet-lagged or somewhat jet-lagged co-host, Benjamin. Hi, Ben.
Hello, everybody. I'm a little raspier than usual. Just came back traveling on a plane today. I'm so glad to be back, and I hope we are going to have a blast this evening. More than ever, just amping it up, spinning it faster, and letting it be a joyride as it unfolds.
I know it's going to be a blast. So I'd like to share with all of you out there that we've just arrived back from a Dr. Richard Bad Butt Bandler. There's take out the word butt and put the A word in there, you know, the synonym for donkey or the other word that we use, Bandler. And it's just been in a conference center for the past 6.5 days studying and playing with neurohypnotic repatterning techniques, which has been an incredible trip. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar at all with Dr. Bandler, but he studied with Milton Erickson, who is the, go ahead, Ben.
And Virginia Satir, Herbert Benson, and lots and lots of the best in the world.
The creme de la creme, if you will. And he is the father, if you will, of, now Milton Erickson, of course, was the hypnotist, the dude in that realm of working with the mind. And so Richard Bandler studied with him and Satir and everybody else, and co-developed as a founding father of neurolinguistic programming, and subsequently have been playing with a bunch of other modalities. And what we were doing this week was called neurohypnotic repatterning. And most specifically, what that does is actually comes at the neurology of the brain to create change in one's life from altering the brain juice and changing the solution in your brain, literally from flattening out the neurons and repatterning them from a happier state and whatever else might be working. Might be wanted to create a desired change in someone's life. And that was really interesting for me because, you know, I know a little bit of NLP and it's come along with many of my modalities, just pieces and parts. And when I was first introduced to Richard Bandler through Benjamin, actually, I thought to myself, yeah, well, you know, okay, whatever, you know. And subsequently, I've listened to him, and Ben's shared a lot of his DVDs and teachings, and I started to get more and more interested because the man is spicy and saucy and smart, and he shoots from the hip, and I really like that. And he has been playing in this realm and creating massive, incredible change quickly and easily and profoundly effectively for the past 45 years. So kudos to him. And sitting with him was incredible. And of course, like Ben, I've just come off of a plane and off this incredible conference. And I'm feeling a little bit newly repatterned myself. So if any of you would like to talk about or ask any questions about this or really anything, because as always, we are wide open to, you know, assisting you to find solutions in your world for whatever, however, in any way, we are wide open and very well versed in many ways. And now, of course, we can help you play with your neurology. How much fun is that?
In even deeper ways. I mean, I've been a master practitioner of NLP for quite a while, and Dr. Richard Bandler has been quite instrumental in my world in so far that I used to study psychology in university, and I started noticing that there were a lot of people arguing about whose theory was right, and the issue yet was that the success rates still weren't necessarily very high. So I wanted to find something that actually worked. And thus, I began my search, and my father pointed me in the right direction. He said, how about you have a look at this modality called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's essentially looking at neuro, the way the brain works, linguistic, how we can use language and programming to restructure not only our behavior, but also the way that we think. And by using different ways of thinking to actually create different behaviors. Thus, I looked a little deeper into who is this individual called Dr. Richard Bandler. And to my surprise, I found several videos of his that I could purchase off of their website. And then started finding out that this is a man that did study with the people that were able to produce lasting change with others. And that was something that was very important to me. It had to be lasting change. It wasn't enough to just keep going to therapy and then keep going and keep going a little longer. And 20 years later, people are still with the same therapist, still dealing with the same issues. I wanted to see how it was possible to transform issues in however long it took.
And I'd like to speak to therapy just for a moment, if I may interject. You know, I've had my experiences with traditional types of therapy. I mean, most of us have. It tends to be at a certain age, we recognize that we've got some things in our closet that we'd like assistance in clearing out. And what I know about the protocol of the IST family, the therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist family, some of them are quite good. I have friends who are in that line of work, and they are quite good because from my perspective, they also bring in alternative modalities like shamanism and NLP and hypnosis and timeline healing and other things that they actually use, which I think is fabulous. But what I've come to discover about the IST family is that it takes a whole lot of time to build up a relationship with this person whose primary educational protocol and also professional protocol is not to influence you unless they're prescribing you drugs. But they are not to influence you. And they're there to build a relationship with you so that their client, who you being the proverbial you, so that the client feels that they can come in once a week or once a month or whatever the protocol is, you know, and sit there and have a trusting relationship where they can dump everything out and walk away. But my question is, if you're cleaning your drawers or your cupboards or your car and you dump everything out and then on your way out you pick it up and put it back because you've got nowhere to place it, nothing to do with it, nowhere to sort it, to organize it, to decide what serves you and what doesn't, no skills or techniques, what is the point? Me, I'd rather go to a bar, have a glass of wine, and talk to the bartender if that's the route I'm going to take, because oftentimes that person behind that bar has some wisdom and life experience, and they're actually able to and willing to maybe pass on a golden nugget that might give me that aha moment. And, you know, if any of you have had other alternative experiences in that realm, I would so love to hear that. And I'm talking from someone who's going to a traditional form of therapy, because the way I work and my experience is that it hasn't really worked. And did I build a relationship with the therapist? Yes. And I thought she was great. But at the end of the day, I still had my issues at the end of the year. And what I find is the work that I do and the modalities I practice are so that my clients and myself get relief, long-lasting, lifetime relief, and the skills to be able to relieve ourselves again. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we learn not to cut ourselves, but what happens if we trip? It's nice to know how to clean out the wound and maybe add a Band-Aid or some kind of salve to it. Anyway, that's my little rant on that. Go ahead, Ben.
So I definitely would second that motion that there are definitely very good people in all fields. There are some that are capable of producing lasting change no matter where you go. But like anywhere that you look for example, if you take psychology, for example, again, usually the best of the best are far and few in between. And to find the ones that actually do produce lasting change isn't necessarily always easy, or they're not necessarily available in your particular area. Now, however, the beautiful thing is that they are out there. And this was the same that I went on a search to find the ones that were able to produce lasting change. So was Richard Bandler. Richard Bandler, though, had a background of computer programming. Now, he was able to model these various different therapy types and these various different techniques and find out what are the pieces and parts that can be used from one person and apply it to another. And he was able to break it down into small enough chunks of ideas and behaviors in order to start passing it on to other people, and now started to be able to create lasting change faster and faster and faster. There was a time when in therapy, brief therapy was considered 10 sessions. And now, 10 sessions in order to cure a phobia is something that is tremendously long if you know what you're doing. And yet some people might try and go through traditional therapy, through desensitization and so on, and that can take a really long time, but it doesn't have to. Now, NLP, for example, generally deals with this in either one session, or sometimes you don't even need a full session for it. It can also be two or three, but the idea is that after you're done, you're complete. And you don't have to come back.
My experience the first time I ran across NLP, actually, and it wasn't anything very complicated. I took a section of it when I was going for my journey practitioner program, and I had an airplane phobia, which was kind of challenging because a lot of my courses were to be taken in England. And I had to wonder to myself if I was actually going to go through this year-long training and how was I going to get on the plane? Because getting from I live in Canada to England by foot, well, you know, it's not that easy. But I did one, and literally it took, I don't know, all of 10 minutes. This person who wasn't even, you know, they were just learning basic NLP techniques, really, like phobia cures, pain controls, and some swish patterns, very simple, simple things. We did a very simple phobia cure, and I did it with another person who was also in training. So we were just sort of swapping our newly acquired skills with one another in the room with the trainers. And guess what? I got on a plane 3 days later to go to England. Because this happened in Toronto. It took 10 minutes and I was golden. And I fly everywhere. Well, everywhere that I can. If I could fly around my house of my own accord, I would do that too. But what I'm speaking to is planes. And it worked like a charm. No desensitization, no having to go through it, no trauma. It was easy. I found it highly effective. Now, insofar as neurohypnotic repatterning goes, because I am not an NLP master by any means. This I found beautiful because I know that when we heal, all of us on any path that we are on, whatever meditation, EFT, body work, crystal work, visualization, whatever, you know, feels good for you. There's many ways to heal and align yourself as there are people on the planet. But whatever forms we're using, I'll say that are outside of the allopathic world, I have always known, and here's, this may be new for you or it may not, all of these healings affect our neurology. They affect our physiology. And I've always known that, and I've known a little bit of how it does it, but this for me was like coming at it from a direct way. Instead of having an extension cord to plug in my laptop or my toaster into a power bar into somewhere else, this feels like an easy access direct to the current to initiate and have a client, and you can do it yourself, I'll speak to it as a facilitator, to have a client initiate in a relaxed state, meditative, trance-like, altered state of consciousness, you know, when we meditate or we watch TV, that kind of thing, or we get sucked into someone's beautiful eyes or we're petting our pet and we love it so much, to induce on purpose a specific state, excited, passion, desire. There's so many of them. And to take that state and then influence, saturate the neurology and then influence the physiology and neurology that way, flatten the neurology in the brain, and then have that influence something that may not be as well-serving or well-feeling in our lives, a fear or a pattern, or, you know, every time I go to do this, I just get all tied up in a knot and I feel all freaked out and I freeze, that kind of thing. This just takes that and whew, tosses it out the window, and it's gorgeous and elegant and easy.
Let's get real about this. We all have felt held back at some point in our lives. There are things that we would like to do differently or that we wanted to just have an easier time with. Sometimes it were our thoughts that got in the way. Sometimes it was the emotion that held us back. And we didn't necessarily even know why it kept coming up that way. Most of these things actually happen unconsciously. And here is a way that actually quite clearly looks at how do we get to create these types of emotions in the first place? Why do they keep holding us back? But then, more important than the why do they hold us back, because we don't want to all learn how to hold ourselves back. I mean, unless it's being at the edge of a cliff there, we might want to hold ourselves back.
And each other back, especially if we're not wearing a parachute or one of those flying in the air, windy type things.
So beyond that, though, we also want to learn where can we use the resources that we have as emotions for the purpose of moving our lives forward. The idea really behind all of this is to get the unconscious processes, and we all have them. We don't know after a while anymore how we drive. We just do it. And if we had to think about it all the time, it would actually become a setback. It would actually be difficult because we couldn't focus on the traffic itself so much because we were too busy with the mechanics of driving itself. That would get really tedious. So having things become automatic is really great for as long as they're actually aligned with what we want to do. So learning how to actually start adjusting these types of things in order to align the unconscious activity and point it in the same direction as the conscious activity that we're trying to achieve, then all of a sudden we gain a momentum that makes our life a hell lot more easy. Then all of a sudden things start to roll off our hands without all that effort and struggle. And we don't have to move away from pain as much as move toward the pleasure. And that's where life starts to become really joyful. Because if you're living your life from a mode of having to avoid the pain, then you don't really enjoy the ride as much as you could, because you can enjoy the ride that much more when you start moving toward pleasure, because then it's always looking up and it's always looking brighter for you in your future. And thus you actually start enjoying the ride all the way rather than just trying to avoid that which you don't like. And at that point, it is becoming that much more fun to not only live your life, but to actually experience every single nuance. You do become that much more aware and become that much more effective of a human. And you get to actually do all the things you've always wanted to do. They don't seem so far out of reach anymore, but they come a lot closer. You actually get to be more of the person you're wanting to be. And then the excitement really begins. Then the joy really thrives. Then you can feel that type of a vibration in your body. And there is no more having to avoid the negative energies the same way that it might have been before. Because you might start to realize that by focusing in even just on the stuff that you're trying to avoid, you're already spending your time on all the stuff that you don't want to see. Whereas when you start focusing in much, much more on what it is that you do want, then all of a sudden you actually start moving in that direction. When you now enlist the help of your unconscious on top of that, Oh, wow, baby. That is something that we all intuitively know and want, but now we have the keys of how to get there. The only thing is, we have to open ourselves up to do just a tiny bit of work. But what you get out of it, you can't even think of, because you don't know what that is, because you haven't been there yet. But you will, if you're willing to play a little bit, if you're willing to have a little bit of fun. At that point, the question is more, how much pleasure can you stand?
And that is a great question. How much pleasure can you stand? How many times through the day are you willing to walk through your world now and go, ooh, wow. And Benjamin spoke to a point that I feel to be very, very important. Are the things that you think aligned with the things you want? Are they aligned with what you want to do? And you see, this is a little bit of a tricky area because most of us are unaware of what the images are and the voices are that are going on inside of our heads. And we all have them. Doesn't mean you're crazy. It might be considered perhaps more unusual if you didn't. Oftentimes, though, they are unfolding and occurring so quickly that we don't notice that they're there. But they all have shapes and sizes and speeds and colors and sounds. And my question is, when there's something you want to do in your life, write a book, ask for a raise, take a day off for yourself and maybe get a massage or just take five, what stops you? You want it. Would it be of value to you to do that? Or is it, and to ask, what's stopping me? What picture am I making? What are the words? Oh, I shouldn't do that. I can't do that because I have so much work to do. Or, my partner won't let me. Or what's going to happen? Or who's going to pick up the kids? And what's the picture you make? All of us have areas where we want more gumption.
Or what is it that you're saying to yourself? And even more importantly, in what kind of a tonality? Oh, I'm never gonna get there.
And you'll notice if you were to start to explore, if there's something you want and there's some reason you're not doing it, or you're finding yourself in a repetitive loop or a cyclical cycle where you've got the same relationship, different name, you've got the same job, same boss, different company, different, the person's name is different. Might be in a different location, but it's the same stuff you've been going through for years. Where you're just so close, you're playing a sport, you're so close. Oh, you're just where you always were on the precipice of making that shot and you blow it again. Have you ever asked yourself what's going on? Or do you just say Murphy's Law, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong? What excuses are you making? Because I promise you, if you find a pattern where you're feeling stuck and you wish, oh, I want to do this, but I can't because if you were to explore that excuse you're making, you'll find that you're making a picture. You'll find that in that picture, there are sounds, there are voices, and there's messages you're giving yourself. And that's what's stopping you. It's simple. The question is, when you find out what that is, ask yourself, is this of value to me? Is it of value to me to stop myself from getting that game point every time I play, basketball with the boys or the girls on Sunday? Is this of value to me? Do I feel good afterwards? Is it serving me in a positive, uplifting, exciting way? Do I feel good every time I tell myself, I can't leave this crappy relationship because blah, blah, blah. I'll never make it because that's just the way it is. I don't have any power. Or you remember some childhood memory that's scary and that's stopping you from sleeping at night or causing you to not want to have a relationship because you're afraid or that relationship can be anything. It can be with a beautiful four-legged animal. It can be with a partner, a beloved. It can be friendships, coworkers. Are you stopping yourself from getting out there because of what happened in the past, those pictures, I'm not saying those events weren't worthy of some kind of, you know, perhaps ceremonial brouhaha of saying goodbye, but really, it really would be about saying goodbye. Because things happen to us once or twice or three times or even sometimes for a few years. But when we're looking at the same episodes a decade later or two later or three later, and we're replaying them hundreds of times, I gotta ask, to me, that's just crazy. That's crazy. And when it's stopping me from doing what I want, because every time I sit down to write my book, I freeze, or every time I sit down to make a program for my business, I go, I can't do this. Where is that? I don't want that in my head. I want, yeah, go, Jasmine. You can do it. Go. You can do it. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And from that place, when that becomes unconscious, like Ben spoke of, like driving your car, you don't recognize it anymore. You just go and do it. Question is, what are you doing?
So let's assume, for example, you do want to write a book. And the way you try to go about it is to just start writing, and you sort of just get discouraged every time you start it. All of a sudden, I'm never going to get this done. So would you think that that might be a good way of going about it? Well, if you're, it seems a little obvious when I put it this way, because the way that it does work is when you actually start finding, with every single word that you write, with all the letters that you put together into a sentence, with every paragraph that you write, you actually find more excitement, you find more joy, you find more ways of feeling accomplished. The further you get into it, the better it actually feels. When you can find a way of making yourself feel that way, then writing that book is something that you must do. Then it'll be something that will be tough to get around, because you're forsaking your pleasure for something else. And then at that point, it's silly not to. Why would you hold yourself back? There's no more reason, because it just feels that damn good to get going with it and to continue with it. So there are ways of actually creating your world for yourself that way. And it doesn't even have to be writing a book. You fill in your blank. You fill in what it is that you want to do. Maybe it's even just taking some time off.
Or maybe it's going for a massage or taking music classes or dance lessons. Do you tell yourself you're too old to learn to play the guitar? That you can't learn a new language, but you want to? I mean, that's really it. What do you want? And if you really want it, what's stopping you from going for it? I mean, we can hang our hats on the coat rack of excuse, and it's solid. I'm not going to deny that. I can talk myself into things and out of things, but we all know that deeply inside, there is a well, there is a rushing river, and for each one of us, it has a little different message, and it wants us to flow with it in a specific direction. It wants us to take a day off. It wants us to go on a vacation. It wants us to write a poem. It wants us to go for a massage. It wants us to go out with our sweetheart and spend $200 on dinner, even though the kids are in college and need the money. It wants us to go and do that. It wants us, and we know it. We all know it, and we know when we don't do it. I ask you, why not? Really, why not? Why are you not doing those things? And I promise every one of us listening here, that when you pick something off of your excuse coat rack, well, I haven't done that because, oh, I'll get around. It could be cleaning your garage, man. You know? Oh, yeah, but you know, But you know it's playing in the back of your mind. Why not? Why aren't you cleaning your garage? You know you want to. You know it's knocking on your shoulder. You know it's knocking at the forefront of your forehead. Every once, go clean the garage. Go to the gym.
It's not your fault that you haven't done it.
No, it's not.
It's actually that you've never learned how to just change those old patterns. I didn't know how to do this. I had no idea how to Well, and it isn't even just that I'm lazy, but it is that I've never learned how to align my unconscious with my conscious, how to get it actually all going into one direction. I was struggling trying to just get my discipline going and try to force my way through it, but it actually, at that point, then any activity, just like writing a book, at that point would become tedious. It would be rather tough to continue that way because it is me pushing my way through something that I feel resistance about. However, this doesn't have to be resistance. It can be quite a joyride. And now we have learned ways of making this a joyride. We already knew a lot about how to play with all the different states, how to get the old beliefs out of the way. Now we're actually creating states that are so powerful that you will become a force to be reckoned with. If you want to sell, if you want to write, if you want to do, it doesn't matter what you want to do, you can pretty much get there. But there is one question for me still. How is it good not only for you, but also for those around you?
And that's exactly, you took the words out of my mouth. I so love when you do that. That's it. Good for me, good for everyone around me. Supportive for me, supportive for those in my life. Really, for everyone, for the best and highest for all concerned and connected. Will it improve you and your relationships? Do you want to connect more with your teenager? That's a task unto itself and perhaps a topic for another show, but nevertheless, it can be done. Anything can. And would that be good for you and good for those around you? Would it be good for you to be less stressed out, to maybe take 5 minutes? And I'll tell you something, if you feel good and you feel supported and you're supporting yourself, that's magic. And you become, we each become more connected to our hearts, healthier in every way, and we learn and we shine, and by example, we allow others to do the same, and we also connect and interact with others in a much happier, more joyous, more open and free way. And that feels good.
That's what we're all about, feeling good and having a life that's really worth living. Whether that is you're down in the trenches or down in the dumps and you're feeling depressed and just don't enjoy things around you, or whether you're already really high up and you just want to optimize something a little bit. We can assist no matter where you're at. And so, if you would like to call in and join us on the show, you can do so by dialing 1-888-627-6008. Once again, it's 1-888-627-6008. Feel free to join us at any time.
Or, come on in the fast chat link here and ask a question or put your toe in the pond. It seems to me that most of the shows on this amazing station are all pretty much aimed in the same kind of direction. And there's varying ways in which we can get there and varying permission slips that we give ourselves. And I recently heard somebody say something like, "Oh, I don't resonate with that." And I would ask them, "How could you not? How could you not? You can resonate with anything. We all do. Question is, are we willing to open up to different things and to find out where there might be a nugget, a little pearl, a pearl for ourselves?" Sure, reminds me of one of my teachers. I shouldn't really resonate with them either, but boy, they were great teachers. They taught me interesting lessons about polarity states. And I wanted to also share with all of you that we have a teleconference. We are opening up our teleconference goodness. And our first one, I think, Ben, you posted it in the fast chat, right?
That's correct.
Starts, it's.
It will be on March 19th, and it will start at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which is also 5 p.m. Pacific time. And it is the first of our teleconferences. we will be going in the factory of beliefs together and start playing with all the different definitions that we have. And of course, we will definitely start to have a lot of fun and start getting all those roadblocks out of the way, just so that we can have the highway right here toward what it is that you want in your life. Here is another way, in a more private setting, to get engaged, to start playing with all these different ideas, and to have a way of dealing with your personal things in a smaller group.
And you know, that's beautiful. And I love the way you said that, get the roadblocks out of the way, because it's true. We're all about going direct. And the one thing I want to let you all know, because I'm a straight from the hip kind of woman myself, and I've been sitting in that energy for a week now. And it's allowed me to bring that back into my world from a more integrated perspective, because being on this awakening spiritual path and being a facilitator, I was under the impression, because I bought into something and some stories that I had heard and some ways I thought that people were supposed to be, you know, that we're not supposed to do this and we're not supposed to act that way and we shouldn't use this word and we shouldn't eat that and we shouldn't until we should all over ourselves and each other. Here's what I would like to let you know. We are not here to spoon feed you. We are not here to fix things for you, because you are not broken. There is absolutely nothing broken or wrong about you. Now, there might be some behaviors that you may want to clarify for yourselves.
And all of that is really just a matter of learning. We have learned certain things, so if you have learned them, you can unlearn them and you can learn new things. That's really what we do. We teach new things and we help people unlearn things.
And I mean, you're all, and you know, if anyone out there is running the I can't, or I'm stupid, or I don't learn well, or I'm learning disabled, or any of these lovely stories that we all tell ourselves, stop it. Because that's just another story. And if you've learned to tell yourself that story well enough that it would actually stand in the way of you doing something that you wanted for yourself, that right there, look in the mirror and tell yourself, man, am I ever good at learning? I've learned this so well that I can actually influence my own life and stop myself from doing something. So what that means is I can now learn something else that maybe will definitely influence my world and perhaps help me walk in the direction towards something I do want. And scratch, perhaps it will. So I'm not here to sugarcoat things for you. I'm a compassionate woman. I get it. I've been there and done lots, and I've come through the other side. And I want to help you, assist you to learn for yourself how to adjust your world from the inside out, to get results, to become self-directed, to be on purpose and on point with what you want in your world. I'm not here to tell you what to eat, how to sleep, what to do, where to go. But you know what you want. You know what you desire. You know what you want to change. You know what that little voice is. It's been telling you to take that vacation now for 6 years, man. You want the vacation. And when you are willing to step up for you, we are here to help you get clear so you can go on that vacation and then you can write your book and you can open your business and you can, you know, improve your relationships or find a relationship or go to the gym or feel good eating chocolate cake and stop telling yourself you shouldn't be. Because I like chocolate. To be happy with your body. Can you imagine that? Looking in the mirror and standing there, you know, buck naked and feeling good about what you see. That's usually a really good one. If people have a hard time noticing I don't have any voices, that for especially women, that'll really be an eye opener, or as it was in my case, an eye closer. I didn't really want to see that. But you know what? I had such incredible voices running, I couldn't see what was in front of me because it was tainted by the picture I was projecting. You know, look at that one pimple at the end of your nose and make it your whole face. The whole world is going to see only that. I am my pimple. It's a lie. I'm going to help you break through those illusions so you know how to break through them and you can walk through your world free.
It's so funny what we can decide to focus on. And we do definitely have the light of consciousness to aim it in any direction that we want. And we're definitely encouraging you to aim it in pretty much any direction that you truly enjoy from your innermost heart's desire. Now, how to get what you want is oftentimes an interesting journey. But if it isn't, well, we want to assist that it does become an interesting journey, because this is such a beautiful marble of blue and green that we're living on that is just fantastic, because it has the greatest variety for us to play with. And there is such excitement in living on this planet if we're willing to actually explore it from a curious place. And I'm sure you remember that when you were a kid, you were very curious. You couldn't help yourself but find how you could find out about that present that was lying in that box. You wanted to know, possibly now, maybe yesterday. But there was curiosity. It was just pulsing straight through your body. And you wanted to dig a little deeper. You wanted to find out about the opposite sex, for example. There were so many things that were just so fascinating, so interesting. And sometimes we can get a little bogged down with the mundane. And if we allow that to happen throughout our entire lives, well, then it can get rather boring. But that is silly. Life doesn't have to be that way. We can feel and experience that childlike wonder now if we want to. And we can really go beyond that. We can actually get better at it. We can have more fun than we had then, because now we've got driver's licenses,
And
we've
credit cards.
and credit cards and this stuff called money, and we've got so many more opportunities and possibilities to play in so many fun ways that really the doors have just opened up, and we shouldn't get bogged down by all that other stuff. Understand that it's actually silly to go about it that way. To maybe start looking at things just a little differently, adopt a different perspective, and start playing in a new way. Start finding that excitement. Because even if it might have been out of reach, just let it come a little closer. And as it is coming closer, grab a hold of it and taste it, smell it, feel it again, and dive deeper, dive right into it and start having a blast. Start living your life with that passion that you know you can have if you want to go there. So just go there with us if you want to. But no matter what you decide, go and live your life with the passion that you want. You know that there are ways for you to live that are even beyond what you have been able to come up with now. So, my question for you is, how much pleasure can you stand? How far can you take this? How much of a journey can you have? It is a beautiful planet. How many things are there that you haven't even considered? How many possibilities do you still have yet to discover? It is all just a journey. So let's have some fun on the way. Because if the destination is the only good thing, well, it's a long journey for that one.
And you know, I really want to. I've been doing this kind of work for a long time, you know, and I got to tell you, it just keeps getting better and better and juicier and more delicious and more tantalizing and more interesting and more fascinating. And oh, just everything has a brighter hue around it. I got to tell you, I want to be very real here. You can grab that picture and you can taste it, you can smell it, you can hear it, you can step into it and play loud piping music and walk across a bed of hot coals if that's going to work for you. But I got to tell you, that person that you experience when you feel that is probably not who you are right this second, not yet, but you will be that person. The more and more you draw that towards you, and you keep spinning those feelings of how it feels to have accomplished that, to have taken that step, that excitement, that freedom. It's even sometimes a little scary, but it's kind of a good scary feeling. People sometimes, they want, you know, we live in a drive-through society, in a disposable society. We have Bic lighters and we have things and they just work instantly and we toss them out the window. And you know, that's really worked out well for this planet. But we're not talking about that. It takes a little bit of that desire to fan the flames, like when you're building a fire. You know, you have your kindling, your paper, you have your fuel, and then you get your twigs started and your tender and you start that spark and you babysit it, you nurture it, you add more fire, you add more paper, you add more bark, more twigs, and then you add more wood and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. That is the fire of your desire, of your excitement, of your passion for your own life. And to light that fire purposefully, to self-direct your life so that it is fiery and warm and spicy or sweet and delicious and salty and refreshing. That's the joy. That's the adventure. As Benjamin spoke to, if you're really just looking, you know, for that last hit at the end of it, well, all right, but my experience is that all the joy's in getting there, and that's kind of nice. I mean, sure, it's nice to, you know, get off the plane and land in a hot climate, but isn't it fun with deciding where you're going to go and looking at the travel vouchers or going online and looking at the pretty pictures and then going to all the different travel sites and seeing how much the plane fares are, where can I get the better deal? Ooh, yesterday it was cheaper, I should have booked, I'm going to book today. But your friend says, wait, because I've got air miles you can use, yay! And all of that adventure, and then are you going to buy a new bathing suit? Do you have the right sunblock? Do you need sunblock? Are you going to go, you know, zip lining? Are you going to looking forward to going in the ocean? Who are you going with? How are you getting to the airport? What, you know, are you going to have some cocktails on the plane? Are you going to be hydrated? Are you going to have a conversation with a stranger? I mean, there's all of these unknown elements that come into play to support your desire and to enjoy playing with all of those golden threads that weave the tapestry of your adventure and to pull out the knots that are not going through that needle for you, to toss those to the side. Say, to the wind with you. And, you know, you might want some skills around that, and that's great. We're here for that. You weave your tapestry, and you get off that plane, and you have a blast, and you come back, and don't you feel satisfied? And already you're planning something new, aren't you, on the plane? I'm going to check my emails. Oh, I'm going to feed the cat. I'm going to water the plants. Ooh, that'll be fun. Oh, it feels so good to be home. It's all about, I know we've heard this, it's all about the journey, not the destination. If somebody can come up with a better saying for that, it's all about the trip and not the fall, I don't know. Although that can be fun too, especially if you're falling into your sweetheart's arms.
But now, there are ways on this planet to actually start designing your life that way. You have ways to not necessarily just be a victim to your circumstances or be a victim to your emotions. Simply because you feel one way doesn't mean you have to continue feeling that way. You can actually start to create the journey that you would like in your life. You can start directing your life force in ways that are in alignment with what it is that you want to experience. For as long as there is joy and some real juice behind it, you can amplify that. You can make it bigger. You can let that grow. You can actually discover more than you can even come up with so far. There are things that I continue to discover that are just that much bigger, that much better than what I thought was possible until now. I am becoming more and more self-directed. I am allowing myself to open up to these different ways because it's almost like this stuff should be taught in school. Because when kids are able to start directing their own inner worlds and their own unconscious and conscious activities, towards things that really thrill them, that really get them excited, they would already start to do architecture in sixth or seventh grade. Then all of a sudden, we would start to have houses that are a lot more effective and efficient.
Well, and if we had teachers and parents, and it's, you know, I'm not one to really group people together, but language does that in its essence. As it groups things and people together, it also creates separation and cuts things out. So I'm really aware that language is just a signpost. It's a pointer, pointing us to a concept or an idea. And imagine if the teachers, imagine if the parents, imagine if every person on this planet actually felt good. Imagine if everyone was happy. Imagine if everyone was following their heart, and in doing so, recognizing how good that feels, how authentic, how loving and open, and then being able, through that recognition and knowing through one's own experience of that, be able to support someone else, your child, your partner, your lover, the animals, the person at the restaurant, friends, coworkers, everyone. Because you know, there is no, don't do that. There's, wow, okay, that's interesting. Imagine feeling so good, everyone only moving towards their own heart. That's not chaos. I've heard people say, oh, that's crazy, it's chaos. Well, I would have to then look at the model of the world we're living in now, where we're all stifling ourselves. To me, this is chaos. And from chaos gives rise beauty. And I feel that the awakening and the awareness and self-directed personal responsibility, meaning the ability to respond to our heart's desires from a clear place, a happy place, a joyous place. Ah, now that's not chaos.
Well, and we actually all are a lot more connected than we can see.
Yeah.
It is quite fascinating to see, when we peek into the world that we cannot see, to recognize how much of our electromagnetic fields that are sent out by our hearts actually intersect with the people around us. And if you want to feel better in your world, if you want to live a life of more purpose, if you want to start aligning your unconscious with your conscious now, then you can definitely join us on the call on March 19th at 8 p.m.
And even if you're not sure that you do, but you're curious, call in anyway. It's profoundly affordable and it'll be great fun.
Just go to our website, springoflifecenter.com, and under the events tab, you will find the first clarity call, the teleconference that serves, and this one is called the Definition Factory. So just come on out, have a blast with us.
And while you're there too, check out the really cool flash video Ben made. It's 4 minutes long and it's his first go at flash, and it's the story of anybody. And it explains in a really great, simple, fun nutshell. I love what you did, Ben. It's really creative and artistic. How it all works. And that'll give you a little 4 minute, and you'll be amused because it's all done with like stick figure people. It's really super cool. I really like it. And it essentially, in 4 minutes, will give to you our perspective.
It's a rather brief summary of some of the ideas that we do provide. It's a rather brief overview. And if you want to dive in deep, I mean, the inner worlds as well as the outer worlds are certainly vast, and it is a taste of some of the things that are possible for you and anybody. As my buddy, anybody, for example, will then explain to you, or at least the story of him.
Yeah, the outer world is vast. My experience is the inner world is profoundly vaster. And through the vastness and the discovery and the purposeful direction of that, exploring the outer world on this big blue marble in space is so much more fun. I gotta tell you, I don't know about you, but wherever I go and I travel, I meet the sweetest, most wonderful, most open, kind, generous, incredible people. Incredible people. And you know, I smile at them and I adore them all, even if they may not look like they're smiling, because they don't have to for me to enjoy them. And I have incredible conversations and connections, and I have people tell me the personal things about themselves. They don't know what I do. We just talk about a book, and when somebody starts crying and we're hugging each other and we've only met 5 minutes ago. It's amazing.
Just to bring in a quick reality check, I'm not saying that it's gonna be just only great emotions all the time. No, that's not what we're talking about. But what we are talking about is a substantial improvement on life quality. And that's really what we're all about.
And that's what we're all about, improving life quality. And I wish all of you an incredible evening or day or morning, wherever you are on this beautiful planet. I wish you best wishes, sweet dreams, and happy, purposeful, love-driven, joy-driven creation in your world. Live your dreams.
Have yourself a blast. There is so much opportunity.
Springoflifecenter.com, CENTER.com. Come to our teleconference, and we'll see you next week here on Radio Land. Thank you so much.